Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is Coronavirus Daily. I'm Charles Feldman.
I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles.
Insurance companies will soon be required to reimburse you for the cost of at-home COVID tests, if you can find them.
Pfizer developing an Omicron-specific vaccine. Is it going to be too late by the time it gets here?
And COVID cases could start falling just as fast as they've shot up during the Omicron surge.
We start with the at-home tests. They've been hard to find, might get even harder now that private insurance companies are going to be required to cover them. Lindsay Dawson, health systems and insurance coverage expert at the Kaiser Family Foundation. Lindsay, how hard is it going to be to get reimbursed for these guys?
So starting on Saturday, consumers should be able to get reimbursed for tests that they purchase out of pocket. If you brought something in December, your insurance company doesn't have to reimburse you by the end of this week. But starting on tests purchased Saturday on, you should be able to seek reimbursement.
Now, am I correct that, as I read it, each individual is entitled under this plan to 8 tests, I believe, per person in their household per month?
That's right.
So if somebody, but I have this notion of being in line at a pharmacy, and the pharmacy has maybe like 30 in stock, and the guy in front of me is going to say, hey, I've got like 4 people in my family, give me 8 each person, because you don't have to spread it out over the month. You can get them all in one time, right?
Yeah, so certainly the success of this program and its ability to help people better afford tests hinges on test availability. And so we're going to have to watch that very closely. Certainly today, it doesn't look like you can necessarily walk into your local pharmacy and be guaranteed that there's even a single test on the store shelves, let alone 8. And so there's definitely efforts underway to try and encourage more test companies to come into the U.S. and to get those tests to market. But right now, it could certainly be a wrinkle in this plan.
Is it on me to file the expense and wait for them to look at the receipt and get the money back? Or are they going to say, you know what, if you go to CVS or Walgreens, show your card and then you get one there and we'll get you the money? Or do I not have to pay? How is it supposed to work?
Yeah, so there are 2 ways it can work. The first is that plans are being encouraged to provide what they're calling direct coverage of tests to consumers. And so that would mean that your plan creates some kind of a network with pharmacies or stores, or develops a direct-to-consumer shipping program. And there and enrollee could get a test, right? They could do that without having to front the cost, and the plan would take care of the reimbursement on the back end. Depending on how that's set up, from a consumer perspective, this could be the easiest way to get a test and could certainly save them from having to front the cost or to navigate a reimbursement process.
Shouldn't all of this have been done like a long time ago? It's kind of like the Titanic, you know, is going under and they're putting out a call to buy lifeboats.
Yeah, you know, I do want to, I'll respond to that in just a second. I just do want to say for folks listening that in addition to that direct consumer piece, people can seek more traditional reimbursement. So save your receipts, navigate a reimbursement process, reimburse them, wait for reimbursement, and then move on. But yeah, I mean, the U.S. approach to testing generally has been quite different from what we've seen in some other countries. Initially, the U.S. really invested in vaccines, and folks probably have the experience that after the initial ramp up, that vaccines were widely and freely accessible to them. You could go to a mass vaccine site, you could go to a pharmacy, you could go to a health center, you could go to your county and get a vaccine without paying. Other places did this with testing. So places like the UK made these initial advanced purchase agreements with testing companies, assured the companies that there would be a market, and really developed a system for getting tests out to people quickly. So we're playing a bit of catch up in the US.
Lindsay Dawson, health systems and insurance coverage experts at Kaiser Family Foundation.
Pfizer is rushing to produce 50 to 100 million doses of a new Omicron-specific version of its COVID vaccine. It's also testing hybrid combinations of the vaccine to target multiple variants.
Deborah Fuller's a vaccine developer, microbiologist at the University of Washington. Is this going to help us end the pandemic, or is it too late for these vaccines to actually make a difference?
Yes, I think there are two different ways of looking at this. First of all, one of the aspects about the mRNA vaccines is that they can be very rapidly updated. But the question is it too little too late? And what we're, you know, typically when we have to update vaccines, for example, influenza, we update our vaccines every year. What you're doing is you have to get the vaccine administered in front of the surge. And of course, we're already experiencing the surge right now. And so the thinking where this vaccine might be a bit too late is that by the time it's ready, that surge is already done. So who is this vaccine going to benefit? On the other hand, it could have a benefit, particularly for people who are still unvaccinated. If you think about currently right now, the recommendation is for us to go out and get a third booster immunization with the original vaccine that was designed for the original variant. And that's because that raises our immunity to levels that's going to provide us with this as a significant degree of protection against Omicron. But let's say you're unvaccinated. If you were to, say, get an Omicron-specific vaccine, you may be able to build that immunity much quicker, say, after two doses, than have to go through the full three doses to get that immunity. So I can see where if they are going to produce some doses of this, that it might have some benefit for certain demographics. But I can also see, on the other hand, where the thinking of too little, too late, we will probably and hopefully be past the surge of Omicron by March.
Well, and it also, I mean, you know, the public does end up getting, I think, vaccine fatigue. You get the sense of a hamster kind of spinning a wheel in a cage that, you know, you finally come up, they'll come up with an Omicron variant specific vaccine. And perhaps, as we've just been talking about, it's going to be on the tail end of the surge. But by the time people start rolling up their sleeves, if they do, to get that shot, maybe another variant comes along. I mean, yes, everybody is supposed to get a yearly flu shot, but I think some people are thinking, well, wait a minute, we're getting, it seems, a lot more than one shot a year at the moment.
Yes, that's because we are in a pandemic right now, and pandemic is very different from what our future holds for coronaviruses. Ultimately, this virus is going to become endemic, which is very similar to what influenza is right now. And then we'll probably be looking at annual immunizations to update our vaccines to match whatever variant may be circulating. But when you're in a pandemic, you're going to have unexpected surges of new variants emerging here and there. And so that's the situation we're in right now. But the future is that two different possibilities. One is that, similar to influenza, we might need annual immunizations updated to match whatever the variant is. It may not be one variant. It may be multiple variants circulating, similar to what we see with influenza. But the real future for coronavirus vaccines, I think, is actually a concept that we call pan-coronavirus vaccine, which is currently under development in research labs, including my own lab, where we're going to have one vaccine, ideally, that's going to induce immune responses that cross-react across a lot of different coronaviruses out there, not only all the ones that are circulating, but potential future ones to come, so that we might have immunity to protect against any future pandemic. So that's the future. We're looking at maybe 5 years down the line for for one of those. And in the interim, what we're hoping is that within another year or so, or maybe 6 months, who knows how long it's going to be, that we'll start to see this pandemic become endemic and be able to manage it more effectively through annual immunization.
But forgive me, why do I sort of sense that in, I don't know, maybe 5 years from now, if there is a pan variant vaccine available that covers all, why do I see the headline in 5 years saying new coronavirus variant pierces the shield of the all-purpose vaccine?
Yeah, so that's the hypothesis or the thinking is that it won't be able to, because the way these vaccines are designed, will be designed, is to induce immune responses against parts of the coronavirus that do not change. They're the same in all. So all coronaviruses have to have certain components that are the same, because if they change them, then they actually compromise their own ability to replicate, which would be good for us, actually, if they do. So so that's the concept behind it, is that there won't be a coronavirus out there that could emerge to dodge the immunity of a pan coronavirus vaccine. There's a similar concept under development for influenza as well, a universal influenza vaccine that maybe that would be able to provide immunity against all different strains of influenza. And at most, we might have to get booster immunizations just to, you know, sustain the immune response at high levels, you know, say maybe every 2 or 3 years.
Deborah Fuller, vaccine developer, microbiologist, University of Washington.
Coming up after a short break, is the end of the current COVID surge in sight? Things look bad right now, but scientists say we could soon see the peak of the Omicron wave in the U.S., and after that, the number of cases could plummet.
Yeah, Omicron's so contagious, it's maybe going to run out of people to infect. Dr. Anne Ramoyne, professor of epidemiology and infectious diseases at UCLA's Fielding School of Public Health. Doctor, looks like Omicron is peaking in the UK. Are we going to see the same thing soon in the U.S.?
Well, thanks for having me. And this is a very important topic that everybody is wondering right now. And so what we're really seeing here is that the cases are accelerating dramatically throughout the United States. And we can, you know, it's likely that we may follow a similar trend what we saw in South Africa and the UK, but there are some caveats there. First of all, the United States is a much bigger country, and we're probably going to be seeing peaks and valleys with certain regions peaking first. So, for example, New York and DC may be peaking soon. We may here in Los Angeles have a ways to go, and certainly the Midwest, which is behind the rest of us, will very well may peak after that.
Let me see if we could also clear something up for all of our listeners, because I've been looking at social media the past couple of days, and also what government officials from the CDC on down have been saying. And there's this narrative developing, Doctor, that people are saying, well, you know, we're being told that it's so infectious, everybody is going to get this particular variant, and so you know what's coming next. The next part of that equation is people say, so then if we're not vaccinated, what's the point? Because we're going to get it anyway.
Well, I think that's not exactly what the messaging has been, and I know that this is very confusing. The point that all of these people in the health sector have been making is that everybody is likely to come in contact with COVID-19 at this point. It is not that the vast majority of people will get it. We really do have a choice in terms of what we do to reduce our risk of getting the virus. We will see a lot of people getting it, and certainly the vast majority of people will come in contact with it. But you reduce your chances of getting it if you are vaccinated, and in particular, if you are boosted, if you wear a very high quality mask, if you take your activities outdoors where you can, wash your hands, remain social distance, and avoid gatherings with people that are outside your household at this particular moment. You can definitely reduce your risk of getting it, though you may come in contact or in closer proximity to people who do have it.
Okay, so instead of saying everyone's going to get this, which means, you know, to some people, well, let it rip, who cares, let's overwhelm the hospitals, you can say everyone's going to be exposed, which can promote, I don't know, caution, because you know it's going to come for you at some point, so be ready when it's here and have on that good mask.
Exactly. Now, there are many reasons why you still don't want to catch Omicron, just to, quote, get it over with. This is definitely not just a bad cold. And as you said, If there's a potential for long-term consequences, and there are people, in particular those who are vulnerable, who will get very sick, potentially get hospitalized, and even die. But even if it is milder than other variants, every case that we have pushes this epidemic farther. It provides the virus for opportunities to mutate. If it's mutating, we may end up with more contagious or virulent variants. And of course, the issue that you brought up, more cases mean that our hospitals are getting overwhelmed.
So if you're triple vaccinated and you're pretty cautious anyway, are there things, for example, that you will not do now?
Absolutely. I think everybody has to really think about their own risk threshold, but also what they're doing and how it's going to contribute to spread in our community. So the reason that we all want to avoid getting it and being part of transmission chains is we have to drive down these cases. Not just about you. It's not just about me. It's about all of us. And we have more cases out there. Our hospitals are overwhelmed. Our schools have trouble staying open. Our teachers are sick. Our essential workers are sick. Our health workers are sick. So everybody benefits when the number of cases go down. What can you do? You can, of course, vaccinations and boosting, very important. The next thing that you can do is that you can wear a very high quality mask. No more cloth masks. Some cloth masks are not as effective against Omicron. Wear a KN95 or an N95. Or if you don't have options to wear either of those, wear two surgical masks or a surgical mask with a tight-fitting cloth mask over it. Up that game. And again, take those activities outside where you can.
Very quickly, before we run out of time, one of the things that has struck me throughout this whole pandemic is whenever we talk to all kinds of experts, very rarely do they also bring up things like getting better nutrition, getting good sleep, those sort of things. Isn't that important too, along with wearing masks and getting vaccines?
Well, certainly having optimal immunity is good and good for all things. So there's no reason not to do that. But this variant is extremely contagious. So the things that you really want to be able to do is to focus on wearing and in the short term, long term game, better nutrition, take better care of yourself. Short term game, don't get Omicron. Be vaccinated, be boosted. Wear a high quality mask. Avoid doing things indoors that you don't have to do with people that are outside your household. Take it outside and be mindful of what your plans are these days.
Dr. Anne Ramoyne, professor of epidemiology, infectious diseases, UCLA's Fielding School of Public Health.
Could cannabis help in the fight against COVID-19? A new study from researchers at Oregon State found that chemical compounds found in hemp have the ability to prevent the virus that causes COVID-19 from entering human cells. They say that these compounds have a long history of safe use in humans, and no, they won't get you high. The researchers say these compounds do not contain THC, that's the psychoactive ingredient that's found in marijuana.
This is an Odyssey original. Find us and others on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.